Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet. Plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Come out and watch and wager at iconic Santa Anita Park. By Data Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By DKHorse.com, California horse players can watch and wager through DraftKings on racing around the world at DKHorse.com. By Legacy Ranch. Get your young horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern. Satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing. Sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Northern and Southern California each racing day. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And by the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. And now, here are your hosts, John Lindo and Bob Ike.
And welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll bring in John Lindo in just 1 minute. Lots of great racing from around the country today, and we are 1 week in front of the Kentucky Derby. Obviously, we'll talk a lot about that. Those races will be drawn today, starting at Santa Anita today, first post at 1 o'clock, 11 races, and a really good card. I think one of the best ones since Santa Anita got started back in December. Two stakes races today, the Kona Gold and the Royal Heroine. Oaklawn Park has 11 races, including a couple $200,000 stakes races. It's opening night at Churchill Downs. They kick off at 3 o'clock Pacific time, 10 races and a $200,000 stakes called the Roxolana. Gulfstream Park, 11. Golden Gate today, 8-race card kicks off at 2:45, and it's the final San Francisco mile to be run at Golden Gate. Mandatory payoff today in that 20-cent Rainbow Six. Again, 8 races on that card. John Lindo, a week in front of the Derby. Things are getting exciting and a lot of great racing today. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, a lot of long cards. You hear 11 races here, 11 races there, and Churchill opens tonight. That'll be interesting. The post-position draws for both the Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby will be held between races 3 and 4 at Churchill Downs this evening. That'll go about a little after 7 o'clock Eastern time, 4 o'clock our time. It'll be held in that new paddock that they rebuilt out there at Churchill, so it'll be interesting to see what that paddock looks like.
And, John, I believe they're trying to draw both full cards today, or at least the stakes races anyway, for both Friday and Saturday, so that's going to give us a chance to get a great jump on this.
Yeah, both of those cards, every race but the Oaks and Derby, will be drawn before they get to the night card tonight. So the Oaks and Derby will finish up the Friday and Saturday cards at Churchill. So we should have an overnight out tonight, and I would think the past performances would be ready for everybody at Daily Racing Form. You can go to DeerUp.com tomorrow and get started. And I love it, Bob. It gives us a lot of time to do the work and be prepared, because you know there's going to be a ton of races next Friday and Saturday at Churchill.
Yeah, and, you know, other than Breeders' Cup weekend, and this is probably one of the second or third best cards in the country, Derby weekend, and then, of course, Belmont Day, which will be at Saratoga this year. Always a great card there. So we've got a lot of good stuff to look forward to. And let's get some updates, first of all, John, on the Derby. First of all, the appeal to the denied injunction for Zidane Racing to try to get Muth into the race. Again, this appeal was denied. No Muth, who would have been the third choice in the race, John, unfortunately not going to get to run in this year's Derby.
No, that the request for an injunction was denied midweek. Muth is not at Churchill Downs. You would have had to be on the grounds by 11 a.m. Eastern time this morning. He is not there. He will be going to the Preakness instead. So as we thought, you know, no Bob Baffert horses will run in the Derby despite some of the legal efforts to try and get that done.
Let's talk about some of the workouts. Horses are having their final works this weekend. But one that I saw that really kind of blew me away was the way Fierceness worked either yesterday or the day before. I mean, what a work, what a gallop out. This horse is coming into the race, hitting on all cylinders. We've talked a lot about him. When he breaks and gets things going his way on the front end, he is very, very tough, and he's going to be the favorite, and deservedly so.
He worked yesterday a half mile. They gave him 46.63. And he worked with his regular workmate, Agate Road. They both came up from Florida. But it was a gallop out, Bob. He went 5 furlongs in a minute and change, 6 furlongs, 1:12 and 2, all the way out 7 furlongs and 1:26, and he just ran away from Agate Road. It looked a lot like what we saw at Gulfstream Park and his works there. He obviously handled the Churchill Downs track, so we'll see where he draws later today. But I don't think he can come into the Derby right now in any better shape than he is.
John, it seems like this race is holding together pretty well generally at this time, and there's still, you know, a week to go, but we get some late defections. It's really been kind of void of that.
It really has. The latest updates I have, Encino worked this morning for trainer Brad Cox with his other Derby horse, Catching Freedom. They went 59-1. The work was good enough for Brad Cox to confirm Encino will be entered in the Kentucky Derby. And the other news, yesterday we saw endlessly the grass horse for trainer Michael McCarthy, who won the El Camino Real and the Jeff Ruby Stakes on Tapita. He worked better yesterday on the dirt, half mile at Churchill, 47.26, galloped out 5 furlongs in a minute and change. And it was enough for the connections to confirm he will be entered in the Kentucky Derby and not the American Turf. I know it looked like that they're reading between the lines that Michael McCarthy was kind of wanting to go in the American Turf, but they will go in the Derby. And what has been a pretty uneventful lead up into the Derby, it looks like all the top 20 that want to go are going to get in. So no late defections at this point. Alex Concepcion will ride Encino. That was the other note. And Frankie Dettori picks up a mount in the Derby. He will ride Society Man in that race. So he will have a mount in the Derby, and we'll see where everybody draws. I would expect Electric Ride to be the only also eligible entered at this point, but then we'll find out later today.
Hall of Fame inductees were announced, John, and really no surprises on a few of these. The horses Justify and Gunrunner went in. Joel Rosario, who's had, you know, a spectacular career. Jockeys are eligible 20 years after they start their career. So in case anybody's wondering, why he's still riding, but he's getting in the Hall of Fame. That's the way it works. And trainers are eligible 25 years after they start their career. No trainers this year, John. A couple that go in, though, guys like Joe Hirsch, the great columnist for Daily Racing Form, the late Clement Hirsch, those, they were also inducted. So a good class, Justify, Gunrunner, and Joel Rosario, but no Kona Gold, John.
Yeah, once again, I mean, I don't know what Kona Gold at this point can do. He'll have to probably wait till, you know, the point where they will have to nominate him from a different category to get him into the Hall of Fame. He should be there. He ran in 5 Breeders' Cup sprints. You know, you look at Byron Speed figures, and he was 110 to 115 so many times, and compared to what we see nowadays, people would be putting him on a pedestal. But you have the 2018 Triple Crown winner, Justify, the 2017 Horse of the Year, Gunrunner, Joel Rosario, whose horses have earned over $300 million in his career. Great to see Joe Hirsch get in Pillars of the Turf. And then Clement L. Hirsch, who was renowned for bringing horses up from South America. We see the Clement L. Hirsch race at Del Mar for fillies and mares every summer. He had a lot to do with getting the Oak Tree meet started at Santa Anita. He did a lot of great things for the industry. So a solid group there, but I sure wish Kona Gold was amongst the list of people or equine that we could talk about getting into the Hall of Fame this year.
Not in the Hall of Fame, but there's a race named after him today at Santa Anita, and that goes as the fourth. And let's talk about that one, John, because one of our favorite horses that's come along in quite some time, the Chosen Vron, is in there. Now, trainer Eric Kruljak pulled a little bit of an audible, and they supplemented this horse because he trained so well here a week ago with a bullet move. Kruljak did not want to lay him up any further. He was ready to go. And, you know, generally, John, I'm a little suspicious when guys change plans or go in races that they didn't originally plan to go in. But the way Eric Kruljak has handled this horse, no questioning him whatsoever. He's got that, as I mentioned last time, secretariat-like record of 16 wins and 21 starts and $1.3 million. So I'm not going to question Eric Kruljak whatsoever. If he thinks this horse is ready to go, he's ready to go, and he's the 4-5 favorite. Any chance they beat him, or does he just roll again today, John?
Well, I tell you what, you look at the race, and there isn't a ton of speed in here. Forever Kingdom from the rail for Richard Mandela will probably make the lead, but it looks like the Chosen Run ought to settle into an outside pressing trip, and that works pretty well for him. You know, that's what he likes to do with a target to chase, and I think he'll get it here. And, you know, Eric Kruljak has a record with this horse. You remember last year, after getting beat in the Breeders' Cup sprint, that was on November 4th, he came back in 2 weeks. He called the audible, decided to run into Cary Grant at Del Mar in November because the horse came back out of the race so well, and he won the Cary Grant easily. This is a horse that Eric Kruljak will not run just to run. Yeah, he's a guy that doesn't have to be there for every dance. He lets the horse tell him when he's ready to go. And that 46 and change work at Santa Anita April 20th, he had to be 8 or 9 lanes off the rail. He was in the middle of the track doing that under a gallop. If you watch the video of that, it was awesome. So I think the horse is telling him to go. He's listening to his horse. And if he's in the race, you know, you got to beat him. And I don't know if they can. I just think he's very well spotted today for a good trip. And I'm going to trust the connections that they've got him in a spot where he can win.
And he's been showing sharper speed in his last few starts, including last time down from the rail. So I think he'll be able to lap right on Forbidden Kingdom, put him anywhere. Berrios will put him wherever he wants. And I personally just don't see him getting beat in this race, John. Let's talk about our Derby seminars coming up next Friday night, or this coming Friday night. You and John Hardoon are at the South Point. I will be at the Rampart with Dwayne Colucci and Jay Privman. And, John, we both kick off at 6 p.m.
Right. I'll be with John Hardoon in the Grandview Lounge, which is right next to the race book at the South Point Hotel, 6 o'clock. Ralph Sirocco will host that from Race Day Las Vegas. And then we'll be up in the ballroom on Saturday where we can watch and wager on the whole Derby card and everything else going on Saturday. That'll be the ballroom will open at 9 o'clock. Obviously, there'll be races before that. You can play in the race book and then head on up, grab a table, and be set. And we'll do the broadcast of Thoroughbred LA right from the ballroom. And you and Jay Privman will be over there on the other side of town up in Summerlin. So that'll be a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, we'll be at the Rampart. Dwayne and I have done this for probably 5 or 6, 7 years now. Jay will be joining us for the first time. He covered 39 Kentucky Derbies live, so it'll be great to get his perspective on that and all the horses running. So we'll go through all of them, show some videotape like we do every year of the prep races, and that's at 6 p.m. in the Cascade Lounge. Please come out and join us. That's always a great time. Well, John, let's get down to some handicapping. The Lindo Report has been doing well. It is free every racing day that Santa Anita runs at the South Point and also available at todaysracingdigest.com. So why don't you give us a Santa Anita pick today, John?
I'm going to go right to the opener, which goes at 1 o'clock, and the first race is Santa Anita today. Number 7, Goldfoot, made a big wide move right into the fastest portion of a race back on March 29th at Santa Anita. That was a fast mile-and-eighth race. He gets a subtle class drop into a starter allowance today. I think with a little better timing and a little less competition, 5-1 on the morning line, Goldfoot, the horse to beat in the first at Santa Anita. Bob, you gave out the late pick 5 last Sunday at Santa Anita for $1,200 and change. How about a radio pick from you?
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it 3 weeks in a row, John, and I'm going to go all the way to the last race on the card, race 11. It's a good field of maidens going a mile and an eighth. I'm going to try number 4, Sunset Glory. Been away a long time, about a year and a half. But this filly ran really well in her only U.S. start. That was October of 22 here at Santa Anita, a good second behind Princess Bettina. I thought acted like one that's going to love the 9 furlongs. First time Lasix today, Rispoli rides back, Michael McCarthy doing well. So 11th race today, my radio selection is number 4, Sunset Glory at 4-1 in my selection sheet, available at todaysracingdigest.com and bobikepicks.com. Well, John, why don't we go ahead and take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky and Bruce Finkelstein, you are listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, we have a fantastic day of racing lined up today as we present $200,000 races, the Grade 3 Royal Heroine and the Kona Gold Stakes, featuring superstar millionaire The Chosen Bronze, who is looking for his 4th straight win and his 17th lifetime win. The racing is surrounded by one of the biggest event days of the year, events like the wildly popular Frenchie Bulldog Derby, a Hot Wings trackside event, and a Lassen Lowriders event that features stand-up comedians, a classic car show with over 80 cool cars, and the ever-popular Family Fun Zone. Admission to the infield is only $5. You can get all the details at santanita.com/events. The top jockeys, the top trainers, great events, and world-class racing are all here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice
invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643. 888-938-4643 or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds and cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos, Golden Gate, and the Northern California Fairs. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all of the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact the CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, let's talk about our cowbred of the week, named after an old-time baseball player.
That's old Johnny Podras, who was beating Open Company last Sunday in the $100,000 Siren Lure Stakes at Santa Anita. Johnny Podras by Grazen out of the Harlan's Holiday Mare Malibu Holiday was bred by Nick Alexander, is owned by David Burnson and Mia Familia Racing Stable, and is trained by Labrador Barocchio. Johnny Podras now has 9 wins from 37 lifetime starts, earnings now over $482,000. Cool horse, Johnny Podras, cowbred of the week.
John, we didn't mention the Coast to Coast. That is in action between Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park. The first leg of that today is race 4. That's the Kona Gold at Santa Anita. Goes at 2:30, so you may have a free spot there. And believe me, you're going to need it when you look at those Gulfstream races 10 and 11. They look very, very difficult. And the sequence also includes Santa Anita 5 and 7. So 3 from Santa Anita, 2 from Gulfstream, kicks off at 2:30. That's the Coast to Coast. Let's bring in Bob Mazursky, who's always on with us every Saturday, and the regular handicapper in the Southern California Newspaper Group. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Bob. Wanted you to look at the Royal Heroine, and I know that's a horse that you loved back in the day. I think she won the first Breeders' Cup Mile, I think it was the first one at Hollywood Park, and what an absolute beast she was for John Gosden. First of all, just a word on Royal Heroine, and then kind of preview the 9th race today, which is named after her.
Yeah, she would go on a list of some of my favorite horses over the years. You're right, she did win the first Breeders' Cup Mile. She was very, very good over the Hollywood Park Turf Course, among others. John Gosden trained her, and Fernando Toro was a regular rider, and she was about as good a miler as you're ever going to see, and so good that all these years later, we have a race still named after her.
And what'd you think of that 9th race today, Bob?
Well, I'm going to go the horse I picked on top is Uncork, making her first start for Phil D'Amato. You know, she's got her form back east is just okay, but a lot of the East Coast turf horses come out here and they look a lot better when they run against our grass horses out here. So I think she'll run very well. He gets the Tory to ride. She's trained well since she came to Phil's barn. I thought Bella Bell could also bounce back. I think maybe she came back too soon. She won off a long layoff, and then maybe she came back a little bit too soon after that. Stay and Scam is obviously the one to catch. I thought she ran very well last time behind the debt. But I still question whether a mile's her best game. I think she still might be as best as a sprinter. So I was looking at those three mostly. Miss Lizzie, I think, is a sprinter. Even Brendan Walsh, a trainer I respect, he does very well when he Centaur's got has Fuente over Yuna coming in, so I thought maybe she had a look too under riskily.
All right, very good, Bob. I know, John Lindo, you had a couple things for Bob Mazursky.
Yeah, Bob, first question for me is, with the Oaks on Friday and the Derby on Saturday, what are you doing as far as selections available at todaysracingdigest.com?
Yeah, well, in addition to doing the Santa Anita cards, I will also handicap the Oaks on Friday and then the Derby on Saturday. So, yeah, I'll just do just those races from Churchill and just focus on the races here.
And, okay, Bob, how about a Santa – oops, sorry, John. Oh, how about a Santa Anita pick from you today, Bob?
I'm going to go to the eighth race. I like number three, Syntactic, getting back to the dirt, dropping in for the price tag. He was claimed by Mark Glad. I think this horse might be a little bit better on dirt now, and I think he runs back to his last second-place effort on dirt. He'll be tough to beat near. He's 4-1 on the morning line. Number three, Syntactic in race eight.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you on Derby morning next week.
Sounds good. Good luck to everybody. Take care, guys.
Okay, that was Bob Mazursky. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
We are doing really well. Fun stuff coming up, exciting time. I know you're going to dig in as soon as those PPs are available, like you always do, and start doing the work. And you've talked about that card, the Oaks and Derby, even the undercards are really some of the best gambling races we're going to see all year.
Yeah, they're like Breeders' Cup-type cards, horses coming from all corners, and that always creates some great value. We get some tourist money kind of into the pool for a couple of days, so I think that kind of adds to the value for the little bit more advanced player. Can't wait. So looking forward to both the Oaks Day and the Derby Day. I'll be releasing a full card for both Oaks Day and the Derby Day card.
John Lindo, we got out of order a little bit, but why don't you go ahead and jump in with Bruce and have him look at that San Francisco Mile and maybe also get another play up at Golden Gate.
We can do that. Bruce, I tell you what, the last stakes race at Golden Gate today, the San Francisco Mile grade, $375,000, brings quite a few horses from Southern California. I understand number 8, Coalingo Road, did not ship up for the race, and the also eligible Prince Abu Dhabi is coming down for the Kona Gold at Santa Anita today. So it looks like a field of 11. And how do you see this race?
I think this race will be set at a pretty fast pace and could really create a good closing result here for somebody. With Air Force Red and Clovis Connection in the race, you have legitimate speed in there. I'm going to take a horse that was just claimed, and that's the 5, Kathkin Peak. He's come off a 5-month layoff. I thought he ran pretty well in the comeback race, Kings River Night, who, when he gets an easy lead, is virtually impossible to pass, had that easy lead. He still ran second in a good try. And again, in a paceless mile in an eighth race last time out, he came with a furious rally to get the win by a neck, but I don't think the early fractions helped him at all. As I mentioned, there'll be a lot of pace to set it up for him today at this mile distance where they tend to go much faster. I like him peaking. It seems like he's getting better. He's third off the bench today. Should get a great setup. Seventh race, let's take a shot with the 5. Kathkin Peak at 8-1. Balnikov is the horse to beat. He's a little bit on the erratic side, but he did win this race last year. His best effort absolutely puts him right there with these horses. So I'm looking for the 2 closers in the race. I like the 5, Kathkin Peak, with the 4, Balnikov.
Well, that's number 5, Kathkin Peak, in the San Francisco Mile, which is also part of the Golden Hour Pick 4, so that's great. We can use that in there as well. At 8-1, that would help that wager. And let's get a radio play from you from Golden Gate before I give you back to Bob to catch a Santa Anita selection.
Yeah, let's take a look. It's kind of a little bit of a thin card, but let's take a look at the 4th race. A horse that's just getting good right now is Rich Gold. He was beating the neck at a slightly easier race last time out, but was 3 lengths clear of the wire. He'd won his previous race. I just think his recent form might be good enough with Lying Ghost in there, and I believe there's another Speed Horse Reserve Proof on the outside. I think there's going to you'll get a good trip sitting off of them. Kind of a weak 8,000 field. I'm going to take a horse moving up in class, the 3, Rich Gold, listed at 9-2 on the morning line.
Bruce, you gave us a doubleheader last weekend. Halo Rando up north at $13, and then you came right back with Mana Rose, who got crushed in the betting, went off at $360. here at a paid 360 here at Santa Anita. So two for two last weekend. We're going to expect more of the same, Bruce. Where do you want to go for your Santa Anita selection?
Let's go, and thanks. I appreciate that. Let's go to the third race at Santa Anita, field of seven. And again, I think we're going to get a quick tempo in this mile Calbred race. The Shushala from the rail, from the rail is a horse that wants the lead and comes out of sprint. Sneaker was quick on the lead last time out. And I think the outside horse, Grease Missile, horse that used to run at Turf Paradise, might be sent along also. I like the four quite a bit here. Quick Kate. This is another daughter of Clubhouse Ride. She's won once lifetime in five starts, and it was her only mile race, and I thought that was a super effort. She chased down a pretty good cowbred by the name of Lamborghini, who had everything its own way on the front end. She reeled her in and won a real battle down the lane. They were well clear of the rest of the field. Now, she's been sprinting in recent races, last on the dirt, but I think that is her best race. She'll get a lot of speed to run out here today. I think this is what she's been begging for. Race three, let's go with the four. Quick Kate with Juan Hernandez aboard at 4-1 on the morning line.
Now, Bruce, when will your Oaks and Derby products be available?
The day before, no later than 6 p.m. So for the dirt, for the Oaks, 6 o'clock deadline. Check earlier if you want to. It should be on even hours before that. So Thursday, 6 o'clock at the latest. Same thing for the Derby card on Saturday, 6 o'clock on Friday at the latest. You can check earlier. Obviously available all day during the races, also on Saturday afternoon and Friday afternoon for the Oaks and for the Derby.
And tell us what's available today at betonbruce.com.
Full card analysis, I agree with you. Boy, there's a lot of good field size today at Santa Anita and some quality. So we have a full card at Santa Anita, last five at Aqueduct, audio included, that's on the full card, best bets at Santa Anita, best bets at Golden Gate. We did four of the races in the pick six today, two golden hour races also. So check it out at Bet on Bruce.
Great job, Bruce, and we will talk to you again next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
All right, that was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Ragas and Sheets, and Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. You are listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The best in racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action, from Santa Anita to Churchill Downs and from Gulfstream Park to the top New York tracks. Enjoy a comfortable and ample grandstand each and every day with large green TVs, plenty of wagering machines, and the friendliest staff in racing. Make your plans now for racing's biggest day. You can reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. For Kentucky Derby Day reservations, call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgart Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HD TVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
from Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, how about a word from one of our new sponsors, DK Horse?
Well, if you want to play the Oaks and Derby from your phone in California, go to the DK Horse app. That's an affiliate of DraftKings. You can get a DK Horse app 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when you opt in with the code TBLA. That's for Thoroughbred LA. So sign up, use the code, get in action, and be set to go for the Oaks and Derby days next Friday and Saturday.
And, John, if you can't be live at Santa Anita, let's give out a couple options. The OC Tavern would be one of them. So tell us about the OC Tavern, and then we want some times that the Derby Room will be opening up early this weekend, or next weekend, rather. So let's talk about that as well.
Well, Derby Room will open up at 7:30, both on Oaks Friday and Derby Saturday. The OC Tavern will go 9 o'clock on Friday. I don't have the start time for Saturday. I'll use my Twitter account to put that out as soon as I get the confirmation of when they open next Saturday. And down at Los Alamitos, if you want to go down to Los Alamitos for the simulcasting, on Friday, the doors open at 7:15 a.m. for the grandstand. If you want to go to the Vessels Club or Burgards, that's 9 o'clock. And then on next Saturday, all the gates open at 7 a.m. for simulcasting at Los Alamitos next Saturday.
Very good. Thank you, John. Let's get to John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How you guys doing?
We are doing really well. Can't wait to see you on Saturday. When do you fly out?
Wednesday morning. So I'm getting a little bit in advance this year.
That's good. You get a feel for the track, John, and get a little bit of a breeze over there at the South Point.
Acclimated,
and you'll be ready to go on Friday night.
Yeah, we have something on Thursday as well. So, yes, Friday night is the seminar, and I'll be doing it, obviously, with John Lindo and Ralph Sirocco.
Very good. John Lindo.
Well, obviously, John, with the changing of the tracks now, we need to get the updated list of the tracks that you're covering, and I know you're going to give us a couple of radio plays, so let us know what you're covering and give us your first radio play today.
Okay, so we have Churchill, Oak One, Aqueduct, and Santa Anita selections for today. And for radio, Gulfstream has a mandatory payout. I didn't put it up, but I'm going to give a radio play there. And we're going to look at the sixth race, the first leg of the Pick Six. Again, they have a mandatory payout today. And I like the number six horse in here, Spy Hunter. This is a four-year-old colt from the Jose D'Angelo barn. Six career starts, each race better than the previous one. Third start back off of a layoff. Luca Panici aboard to ride 5-1 on the morning line. I like number six, Spy Hunter, to win today's sixth race out at Gulfstream Park.
And, John, you gave us a nice winner at Keeneland last week, Flavian Pratt aboard, All I Want Is You, and we kind of texted each other right back and forth because that was a 10-1 that got bet down, still paid $13.88. And both of us were marveling at the ride that Flavian Pratt was able to put on there.
it's amazing. He was breaking from the 11 post, ended up on the rail, and he gave him a patented Pratt ride, just unbelievable, and certainly made the difference there. And you're right, $13 will certainly do.
And how about your second pick today, John?
All right, let's go to Oaklawn Park, and let's look at the sixth race today. And I can guarantee you not one handicapper on the show is doing the sixth race from Oaklawn, so I know I'm safe. I like a price horse, I should say, in there, and it's a number three horse, Bump in the Night. This is a three-year-old filly from the Andre Cambry barn, Lindsay Aberg brought to ride. She's listed at 10-1 on the morning line. She's an improving horse, getting better with each start. She likes moisture in the track, and the track is off to start the day. She can handle the two turns. Number three, Bump in the Night, upsets and wins today, sixth race out at Oaklawn Park.
John, tell us what's available today at the website.
JONHARDOON.com. Today we have Oaklawn, Aqueduct, Santa Anita, and Churchill Selections. Churchill is a night card tonight, so, you know, I think they start 3 o'clock West Coast time, so you got plenty of time.
And, John, when will your Oak stuff and your Derby selections be up for the Rags and Sheets next week?
I'm aiming for Tuesday night. So if the PPs come out and nothing wrong with the draw, that's when it looks like it's going to be.
Selections will be up. John will be on a flight. He'll hit the ground running in Las Vegas on Wednesday. And, John, look forward to talking to you next week and having dinner Saturday night.
Look forward to it. It's one of the best parts of the trip. Thank you, guys.
All right, John.
Stay safe.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
JohnHardoon.com. Get his selections there. And now let's get down to South Florida and check in with Toby Kellett. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Doing really well. And how about your stuff for Oaks Derby? We're going to try to get everybody kind of tuned in here and let everybody know when your stuff's going to be available.
As always, it will be available by Thursday evening, both Oaks card and Derby card, because there are the crossover bets that people like to make from Oaks Day to Derby Day. So everything will be available by Thursday evening, full card for Oaks Day and Derby Day. And those purchases will get a free copy of the key plays from Friday and Saturday for Gulfstream. So, you know, when they have those long times in between posts, they have an opportunity to make a better Gulfstream in between.
Very good. John Lindo.
Well, Toby, the weather looks good at Gulfstream Park today. You guys have got 11 races there, and the field sizes are holding up pretty well. So you've got a lot to choose from. Where do you want to go for a radio play at Gulfstream Park?
Well, you know that they have a must-get today in the Rainbow Six. My races on my sheet are races 6, 8, and 11. I'm going to do race 10 for the radio, so that's four of the six races, quite possibly. And in the 10th race, it's today's feature, and I like the 11, it's XY Speed. The race is full of speed. He's a strong finisher, should get a great second, third flight trip and get the money. The fastest of the speeds is the 12 Super Quest, and he hasn't raced since October, but he runs well fresh. He's going to be the one to catch. Behind them, we're looking at the 8, Smithwick Spice, and the 7, Extendo. 11, 12, 8, 7. Be like heaven to use this as a key to the Rainbow Six.
And, Toby, thank you, because that is one of the coast-to-coast races as well. So that helps us out there. Appreciate that. Tell us what's available today at TobyCallett.com.
It's all Gulfstream all day, and like I say, glad to be able to serve double duty on that race 10 selection.
Hey, Toby, just real quick, I know golf is a huge passion of yours. Scottie Scheffler comes back after winning the Masters, comes right back the next week. I mean, this guy is looking like he's going on the Mount Rushmore of golfing greats.
Well, the only thing that I am a little wary of, and it's got nothing to do with his ability, but when you watch his feet and the way that his feet move with the speed and the movement. I just hope he doesn't hurt himself as he gets older, because he's putting a lot of strain on his ankles and his feet. But to this point in time, I would say that he is the most dominant player at this time, maybe in the history of the game, because you look at the competition that he's facing, and it's strong. I mean, this is grade A competition. It's worldwide. You know, it's truly global. back in the days of the Palmer and Nicklaus, or even in Tiger's heyday, they didn't have as much strong competition as there is out there right now. And yes, it's amazing what this guy's doing. I hope he does it as long as he feels like doing it.
And he's only 28. Thank you, Toby Callett. We'll check in with you next Saturday.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, that was Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. Final timeout. When we come back, Scott Shapiro and Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. That'll be the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Take this message to my
girl. Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we have a fantastic day of racing lined up today as we present $200,000 races, the Grade 3 Royal Heroine and the Kona Gold Stakes, featuring superstar millionaire The Chosen Bronze, who is looking for his fourth straight win and his 17th lifetime win. The racing is surrounded by one of the biggest event days of the year, events like the wildly popular Frenchie Bulldog Derby, a Hot Wings trackside event, and a Lassen Lowriders event that features stand-up comedians, a classic car show with over 80 cool cars, and the ever-popular Family Fun Zone. Admission to the infield is only $5. You can get all the details at santanita.com/events. The top jockeys, the top trainers, great events, and world-class racing are all here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out. Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One for new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Just want to get a couple phone numbers out real quick. I know you've heard the South Point ad and we've talked about the seminar. You may be able to squeeze in. Give them a call and ask for Steve Johnson. Call him at 866-780-7000. 7223 and see how you can get your Thoroughbred LA horse players rate. And if you're getting up to the Rampart, they have a Kentucky Derby package available, two-night stay. Give them a call, area code 702-869-7744. It's a beautiful property up there in Summerlin, so give them a call and ask about the Kentucky Derby package. Let's go now and get out to the Jersey Shore and talk to Scott Shapiro. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing, buddy?
Doing good, and I notice you've been doing a lot of work and getting really right on the ball. Derby stuff coming up, and you're all over social media, Express Bet, first racing, so give us just a little bit on that. To tell us, let us know what you're doing this week.
Yeah, I got a couple different things going on. I've got, as you mentioned, first bet, doing some more folks this year on the blog, doing some written and video work for Horse Racing Nation as well. And then I'll have some stuff available on BritNet for the Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby. So looking forward to next weekend, but we've got a big day ahead of here as well.
Well, you've had a lot of experience handicapping and playing Churchill Downs, probably a little bittersweet not to be there this week, but give us an angle or two that to look at for starting the opening night of Churchill Downs.
Yeah, a couple things come to mind. One, the first thing, not necessarily an angle, but just something to note, all the races that have been run at 1 mile on the form have been two turns in Kentucky of late, Keeneland, Turfway Park prior to that. Now we go to a one-turn race, much like Belmont, plays like an elongated sprint more, so definitely keep that in mind. And then the other thing, you know, this tough course has obviously had its issues. And a couple of the last couple of years, only 2 years ago, where the outside was a must place to be, and the inside was kind of a death trap. So just keep an eye on starting tonight as we head into the bigger races next week, how that turf course is playing, because it really could aid us with some of the bigger races.
John Lindo.
Well, Shapiro, I'm going to ask you for a play at Churchill Downs, but I'm going to give you one other thing. I'm going to give you a trainer to watch, and I know you know him pretty well, but it looks to me like Chris Hartman is loaded for this meet, and I think he's got six or seven in tonight. You might want to keep an eye on this guy. I think he's coming out firing at Churchill Downs.
That would not surprise me at all, John. He has had a good winter at Oakland Park with some of the fairgrounds. He's had some strong runs in the last couple of years at Churchill. Looks like he's going to be using Jose Ortiz, at least based on the opening night card, who I think is going to be riding regularly in Kentucky moving forward. In terms of my play for the card, let's take a little bit of a shot here on opening night. We'll go to the feature. It's race 9, the Roxalana, where I do give a big look to Hartman's horse and Jose Ortiz, Condensation, at 10-1. But I'm going to go with a 12-1 shot as my radio play number 4, Positano Sunset. This has always been a really talented filly. We haven't seen her since August, but she routed off 2 wins from off the pace, sprinting against 3-year-olds. She will make her 4-year-old debut here. Looks like she's been pointed for this spot, and she should get an honest pace. So we'll try number 4, Positano Sunset, in race 9, the Roxalana at Churchill tonight.
Very good, Shapper. Thank you, and we will check in again next week.
Look forward to it, guys. You have a good weekend.
Okay, that was Scott Shapiro. Let's get down to Los Alamitos now, our final stop, our cleanup batter, Michael Rona. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, tell us about your feature tonight at Los Al, the Kauia Bar.
I tell you what, it's one of my favorite races of the, shall we say, the non-elite, you know, getting away from the grade one, all the big futurities and derbies. This is, every year it's a solid, solid stakes race. The Kauia Bar for 3-year-olds and up at 350 yards. It carries grade three status. Several of the recent runnings, I think, definitely worthy of an even higher ranking. And we have a full field of 10, very good, evenly matched cast. Ed Burgart had a bit of a headache. He's got 5 horses on his morning line from 7-2 to 5-1 with the wagering headed fractionally by number 1, Elevent Herrero, who won the first down dashed stakes in December. Second choice on the morning line is Terrific Phoenix, number 4, at 4-1. Last start winner of the Moonest Stakes. Interestingly, both of these horses have debuting two-year-olds on today's program. There are four two-year-old races tonight. Eleventerero has a full sister in the sixth race. Number five, Diva Best Card, who's 9-2 for her debut. And Terrific Phoenix has a half-brother called Terrific Rock and Roll going in the seventh race as the 5-2 second pick on the morning line. Also engaged in tonight's feature at 5-1 are both He's Chickless, number five, who won the A Ransom Stakes in December, and You Can Run, who was a grade one winner in 2020. He's a seven-year-old now. He came off a very long way off last fall and is starting to round back into form with a pair of allowance wins recently. It's deeper than that, including my radio play. You can get out to Chivalry at 8-1 and Mahomes Magic at 8-1. Chivalry just missed by a head to Terrific Phoenix, and Mahomes Magic was just another head back in a blanket finish at Moona Stakes in mid-March. So plenty of depth in an excellent renewal of the Kawea Bar, an underrated stakes race, in my opinion, on the calendar.
And, Michael, John and I covered earlier that you guys will be opening and what times, but let's just reiterate, for Friday, Grandstand opens at 7:15 a.m., and the Vessels and Burgarts at 9 a.m., and then all gates are open on Saturday, Derby Day at 7 a.m. So early start, and I know you guys will be doing a great business down there on your simulcast signal.
Yes, definitely, and it's still possible to reserve a table in the beautiful Vessels Club, outstanding food at Vessels, if you call 714-820-2681. 714-820-2681. You should still be able to slot in at Vessels, and Burgart Sports Bar is a more relaxed vibe if that's more your style. So plenty of options for both Oaks and Derby Day simulcasting at Los Alamitos.
John, what do you have for Michael?
Well, Michael, Santa Anita has an 11-race card today, so I want to get the post time for tonight, and then with a 9-race card at Santa Anita tomorrow, let's get the post times out for both today and tomorrow for the racing tonight at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, you're right, John. It's a later start than usual for tonight. 6:55 for the first of nine races, and a 5:55 kickoff for tomorrow.
And how about your radio pick? You said it was coming in the Kawea Bar. Was that correct?
Yes, I circled all around this horse when previewing all of the chances before. I just thought I'd save Normandy.
That's the professional that you are, Michael.
He's 9-2 on Ed Burgard's morning line. Number seven, Normandy, in the ninth race tonight. I'm very interested in his four-year-old debut for new trainer Monty Arosa. This horse has been lighting it up in the morning recently. He put in an 11.9-second bullet drill for 220 yards just a couple of weeks ago. They very rarely get underneath 12 seconds, and he has two consecutive bullets. The horse has back class. He finished third in the Grade 1 Winter Derby in February of last year. Arosa has his hands on this horse now. Armando Cervantes, top rider for the Arosa Barn, will get the leg up. And I'm just very interested in how Normandy measures up against a very seasoned group of horses who've been racing against each other in many stakes races. Normandy comes in as the X factor, and at 9-2, I think he's worth a play, number seven in the night.
Very good, Michael. Great job. Have a great weekend, and we will look forward to talking to you next Saturday morning.
Thanks, fellas. Hooray.
All right, that was Michael Rona. John, just a real quick from DRF, because you need PPs at this time of the year more than ever, so just give us a quick word on DRF Live.
Well, you can bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Gracie Form All Access Pass Performances. With one of the best-in-class products, you will now get all three PP formats, including the DRF Classic, Formulator, and Timeform US. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to DRF.com and give them a shot.
John, thank you for co-hosting. I'll bring the equipment to Vegas, so you'll have it for next Saturday's show, and you and John Hardoon can bang it out. We'll look forward to having a great weekend up there and a great dinner to a week from tonight. Can't wait, John. Thank you, and good luck with everything, and we'll see you soon.
Sounds good. And, yeah, we'll have a little bit to talk about on next Saturday's show.
Yeah, I think so. Be a pretty big day of racing. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. Thanks to Jake Rich inside. Mike Wilman's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned. Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. Good luck today. Great card at Santa Anita. Cash some tickets. We'll talk to you on Derby Day. Mr. A, people yakety-yak the street and waste your time a day.